It's simply unbearably hot. You can't really see it, but you sure can feel it. And it feels like you're sitting in an oven with hot wind blowing at you from day to night. It's very hard to work like this. It's sweaty. Sometimes we get dizzy. Every summer I get seriously ill, Muhammad Zakir says. But he has no choice. His family depends on him, so he cycles, earning less than $5 a day.
I've only been walking for about 10 minutes right now, and I'm already soaking. It's hard to imagine how daily wage laborers who have to work in the sun all day and don't have access to modern amenities like air conditioning, fans, and many times even water, how they deal with it.
Most Indians live in villages where some 300 million don't have access to electricity. Many don't have running water either, which means long walks in scorching heat. In rapidly expanding cities like Delhi, pollution and the sheer number of people only making things worse. And the worst affected are the daily wage laborers toiling away in the sun, with no labor laws barring them from doing so in such punishing temperatures. What can we do? We have to work to fill our stomachs. This is our karma, I guess, he says. India recently recorded its highest ever temperature, mercury, in one town, shooting up to 51 degrees Celsius or 124 degrees Fahrenheit. Even when the sun sets, for the hundreds of thousands of homeless like Zakir, there's no respite. The only hope now, the much anticipated monsoon rains, due in June, and thankfully this year it's expected to be above average. Sunima Udas, CNN, New Delhi.